96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Thank you. Think about what you brought me through. I'm reminded.
We are giving thanks tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve. You know, we usually do a Free Your Mind Friday once a month, but tonight we think it is particularly appropriate to do it tonight and to let our listeners tell us what they are thankful for. And we are getting some help tonight from Reverend Kanika McGee, Associate Dean of the Andrew Rankin Memorial Chapel right here at Howard University, and the Reverend Dr. Bobby Manning of the First Baptist Church of District Heights. I want to hear from you, too, our listeners. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tell me what you are thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you both for joining me. Let me first go to Reverend McGee. Reverend McGee, it's good to hear from you again. Haven't heard from you, gosh, I guess since we went to Haiti a year after the earthquake there. Yeah. You know, that was a rough time. This week, another rough time for America with the loss of Marion Barry, the decision in the Michael Brown case by the grand jury. A lot of folks feeling a little despondent tonight. What do you tell folks who are feeling low and not particularly thankful?
You know, Harold, it's especially significant that you mentioned Haiti, because one of the things that struck me most about our experience that one year after the earthquake and the devastation that those communities were still experiencing was how grateful and how thankful people were. They were very cognizant of the blessings that they did have, even in the midst of the loss they had experienced. They were very excited about the fact that people were willing to come and help them, and the fact that people cared about them, even though they were in such dire need. And so particularly for us on this Thanksgiving, as we consider the loss of a giant like Marion Barry, as we consider the national response to the grand jury's decision in Ferguson, this is really one of those reminders that in the midst of those larger looming things and the individual trials and challenges that many of us experience, that there are still so many things that we have done or things that have been done for us that we can say thank you for, and we must do that.
Pastor Manning, I know you've got a monster of a sermon coming up on Saturday. What do you tell your congregation in the wake of a really rough week for the nation?
Man, I think one of the big things we think about, you know, in times of being thankful and thinking of Thanksgiving is, yeah, we go through struggles, and struggles are difficult. Let's remember that we can be thankful for our struggles as well. Just our struggles that produce endurance. It's our difficulties that make us stronger. It's oftentimes like working out in the gym. You know, it's my struggles. But working out in the gym, it may be difficult. It may be strenuous. It may bring about some immediate pain. But the long-term effect is a stronger body, a more healthy body. And sometimes our struggles, our difficulties, our trials is what produces the strength for us to move on and to fight bigger battles. So one good reminder is just to be thankful even for the difficulties we might face.
There you go. Let me squeeze in a phone call real quick before I go to a break. Mike calling from Washington, D.C. What are you thankful for? Quickly, Mike.
I am so thankful for the benching of the most overrated quarterback that I ever seen, RG3.
Mm-hmm.
I am so thankful that he is benched. And I also, on a serious note, would be thankful if the African-American community boycott Black Friday to protest the Michael Brown case.
Okay. Thanks. Mike, thank you so much. You said seriously, but, you know, we've got sports fans out here, you know, who are perhaps thankful that we may see a turnaround with the Burgundy and Gold this weekend. Let us certainly hope so. And certainly we hope to see some kind of positive outcome from the events surrounding the Michael Brown case. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we are really going to open up the lines. We're going to talk more with our guests. And I want to hear what you are thankful for and why. Keep it brief. Want to make sure we get everyone in. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. It's a Free Your Mind Wednesday. What are you thankful for? We'll be back in a moment. The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are letting you free your mind on this Thanksgiving Eve. We're asking you what you are thankful for. My guests are Reverend Kanika McGee, Associate Dean of the Andrew Rankin Memorial Chapel here at Howard University, and the Reverend Dr. Bobby Manning of First Baptist Church of District Heights. I promise I will get to your phone calls, even if you are still on the line after 7:30. We'll still take your calls on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are still open, and please keep trying if you can't get through at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Reverend McGee, quickly, what is the best way that you believe people can show gratitude to someone else?
Within the context of this holiday, which, you know, for me, I believe it's, from being from New Orleans, one of those holidays where gluttony is ever forgiven. It is forgiven on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. that we are expected to eat too much. I would say one of the best ways to show gratitude on a holiday like this is to remember the 49 million people who are hungry on a daily basis in this country and the others who are hungry on a daily basis around the world, and to do what we can to try to help somebody else. Mm. When we are given something, it is so that we can not only be blessed, but then turn around and be a blessing to someone else who is in need.
Well said. Let me grab Wanda from Landover. Wanda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, go right ahead, Wanda.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Wanda, and I live in Landover. Mm-hmm. I am truly blessed for my family, and that so far we have been blessed with not being caught up in anything like the Michael Brown family. Our heart goes out to them. And like the last caller that you had, I, too, plan to not do any shopping at all on Black Friday, but I'm taking it a step further. When I go home to visit my family tomorrow, there will be at least 30 of us there. I'm going to share with them and ask them not to do it as well. And I'm also going to suggest we do the same thing for Christmas and carry it out as long as we have to until there's something that is being done in that county for what has happened to that poor child.
There you go. Well, Wanda, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Pastor Manning, real mm-hmm. quick, a lot of folks are taking their Thanksgiving action to heart in the wake of the Michael Brown case. You know, can you exercise a sense of gratitude, a sense of thankfulness again, you know, with something so severe, the death of a young black man, you know, and let's say pressure on the police officer, you know, who was responsible for his death. No one is happy in this case.
Absolutely. No one is happy, and no one should be happy. If we can be thankful for anything, I'm thankful for the peaceful protests. A lot of news coverage is on the rioting and the looting, which is it's horrible to think about, and it's terrible that people feel like they need to resort to such measures. I'm grateful for the peaceful protests because it's the peaceful protests that put a voice to what's really taking place. It's allowing at least for the conversation to be had, that people really feel that there's injustice, and we can take a peaceful approach at bringing correction to it. Of course, certain news outlets will bring attention to the small number of people who may take it too far in one direction. I would just say I'm thankful for the folks who care, who are responsible, responding in a peaceful way, who are responding in a way that that will bring, hopefully, in the long run, correction to such a terrible situation.
Well, if you are on the phone, please hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. It's a Free Your Mind Wednesday. What are you thankful for? More of your phone calls after the break.
So from the